The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello and welcome to Reflections Day by Day, a program from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm George Douglas. For the next half hour, I'll be reading from the appointed daily scriptures and a brief commentary from the publication Forward Day by Day, a daily devotional for disciples. This booklet is intended for any Christian or non-denominational reader and is affiliated with the Episcopal Church, USA. Our readings on this program cover the week of Monday, June 16th through Sunday, June 22nd, 2025. The commentary for June was written by Sarah Shipman, an Episcopal priest, attorney, and director of Episcopal Migration Ministries. She lives with her husband, two kids, two dogs, and a cat in Kansas, and she collects hobbies and loves to read. The commentary for Monday, June 16th, begins as follows with a passage from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 14. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. This excerpt from Acts is the last mention recorded in Scripture of Mary, the mother of Jesus. She had borne witness to the life and ministry of Jesus from before the beginning. She heard Gabriel foretell his coming. She encouraged the first miracle of water into wine. She heard his last words at the foot of the cross as he made sure she was cared for. She agonized over his death, and then with the disciples, Mary witnessed her son's resurrection and the church's new life. In Acts, we see Mary with the other disciples in the upper room, devoting herself to prayer in the days that follow the ascension of Jesus. When the disciples go out to share the good news of Christ, we hear of their travels as they serve as witnesses to the world. We do not know what Mary did next, but as a mother, it isn't hard for me to imagine her traveling with the others, carrying on the work and memory of her beloved son. And now I'm going to read this full passage from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning, until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazed up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. And the moving forward question for this Monday, June 16th, is what do you think Mary did after the ascension? Now the commentary for Tuesday, June 17th, it begins with a passage from Psalm 78, verse 4. We will recount to generations to come the praiseworthy deeds and the power of the Lord and the wonderful works he has done. I served at an Episcopal summer camp as a counselor for 8- and 9-year-old girls, most of whom attended camp for the first time. The days were full, and the nights always seemed too short. Among many other tasks, the counselors were responsible for ensuring the campers were awake and on time for morning devotions and for breakfast. The dilemma was how to wake them in a way that got them up but did not get them started on the wrong foot. Well, different counselors tried various methods, most of which included music or excited shouting. Our cabin tried something different and woke the girls with the words of morning prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. After hearing about the fun, songs, and games in other cabins, I was thrilled when my girls asked me to continue gently waking them with prayer. We teach the children so they might set their hope in God. And now I'm going to read the Gospel for this day, June 17th. It is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 20, verses 19 through 26. When the scribes and chief priests realized that he had told this parable against them, they wanted to lay hands on him at that very hour, but they feared the people. So they watched him and sent spies who pretended to be honest in order to trap him by what he said, so as to hand him over to the jurisdiction and authority of the governor. So they asked him, "Teacher, we know that you are right in what you say and teach, and you show deference to no one, but teach the way of God in accordance with truth. Is it lawful for us to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But he perceived their craftiness and said to them, "Show me a denarius, whose head and whose title does it bear?" They said, "The emperor's." He said to them, "Then give to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." And they were not able in the presence of the people to trap him by what he said. And being amazed by his answer, they became silent. And the moving forward statement for this day is a question, actually. Did you know that this publication, Forward Movement, supports the practice of daily prayer and scripture reading through a donation of thousands of books and copies of Forward Day by Day? Well, you can support the ministry if you'd like and find out more about Forward Day by Day by going to forwardmovement.org. The commentary for Wednesday, June 18th, begins with a passage from Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lantern to my feet and a light upon my path. I often practice marginalia when I read or study, underlining specific passages, leaving notes with my thoughts about a specific story, or highlighting something I want to look up or learn more about. As I look back over Psalm 119, my notes and underlines are primarily related to understanding the scriptures and following the teachings. I identify with the psalmist's feelings of knowledge and insight into the wonders of God's law. But then I see that I have also offered a prayer on a post-it note, asking God to fill me with wisdom and directing me to Mark 4, verse 13. Intrigued, I follow that note to Mark, where Jesus asks, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand all the parables?" Reading the same psalm on a different day can lead to different feelings and levels of comprehension. The note serves as a valuable reminder that each time I engage with Scripture, I find something new, and true knowledge is the work of a lifetime. And now I'm going to read from Psalm 119, verses 97 through 120. Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all day long. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is always with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your decrees are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts. I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. I do not turn away from your ordinances, for you have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn an oath and confirmed it, to observe your righteous ordinances. I am severely afflicted. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept my offerings of praise, O Lord, and teach me your ordinances. I hold my life in my hand continually, but I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but I do not stray from your precepts. Your decrees are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. I incline my heart to perform your statutes forever to the end. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Go away from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your promise, that I may live, and let me not be put to shame in my hope. Hold me up, that I may be safe and have regard for your statutes continually. You spurn all who go astray from your statutes, for their cunning is in vain. All the wicked of the earth you count as dross. Therefore I love your decrees. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. And the moving forward question for this Wednesday, what is something new that you experienced today in today's reading? Now let's turn to the commentary for Thursday, June 19th. It begins with a passage from Psalm 86, verse 10, "For you are great, you do wondrous things, and you alone are God." Here's the commentary. As a remote placement community partner with Episcopal Migration Ministries, St. John's Episcopal Church in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, sponsored a newly arrived refugee family. Now, their story of welcome highlights that through all of us, God can do wondrous things in our communities when we share what we have with others. The parish held an event that is called a pounding in the South. Everyone brings a pound of what they have to spare, flour, butter, sugar, etc., to help a family in need. In this case, the church put together a list of items the newcomers would need when they arrived in their new home. By the following Sunday, the parish hall was filled with a miraculous showering of abundant linens, furnishings, and food. All was provided through an outpouring of love for a family that church members had not yet met, but welcomed with open arms. This is God doing great and wondrous things through us. And now I'm going to read from the Gospel for this day, from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 20, verses 41 through 21, verse 4. Then he said to them, "How can they say that the Messiah is David's son? For David himself says in the book of Psalms, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.' David thus calls him Lord, so how can he be his son?" In the hearing of all the people, he said to the disciples, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and love to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He looked up and saw rich people putting their gifts into the treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. He said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in all she had to live on." And the moving forward statement for this day is, consider checking with your local food pantry or clothes closet to see if you could host a pounding on their behalf. The commentary for Friday, June 20th, begins with a passage from Psalm 91, verse 14. "Because he is bound to me in love, therefore will I deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name." The United Nations General Assembly has designated June 20th as World Refugee Day. Now, this day is set aside annually to celebrate the strength and courage of those fleeing their homes to escape persecution and or conflict. The annual worldwide event focuses on the rights and needs of refugees across the world and serves to mobilize resources and support, bringing global attention to the plight of refugees. Episcopal Migration Ministries provides congregational and community resources celebrating the diversity and richness refugees bring to our communities. We are committed to fostering compassion and understanding, offering support and hope to refugees everywhere. In this way, we seek to honor all those whom God loves, bring light and hope to newcomers, and live out the dream of God's kingdom here in our communities. And now I'm going to read from today's Gospel, from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 5 through 19. "When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, he said, 'As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down.' They asked him, 'Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place?' And he said, 'Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, I am he, and the time is near. Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately.' Then he said to them, 'Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. And the moving forward question for this day, research the organizations in your community that support refugees. How might you be able to help? The commentary for Saturday, June 21st, begins with a passage from Psalm 136, verses 8 and 9. The sun to rule the day, the moon and stars to govern the night, for his mercy endures forever. It has become a tradition in our family to mark the shortest and longest days of the year, the summer and winter solstices, with celebrations. In summer, we enjoy the extended daylight and spend time outdoors, way past bedtime, grateful for the garden that is beginning to produce. In winter, we light the night with fire and give thanks that we are warm and cozy as winter in Kansas begins to grab hold. The gatherings started simply but have grown to include friends and neighbors. We gather, break bread, laugh, sing, and set intentions for the season to come. We give to God what we need to let go of and say a prayer for our hopes for the months to come. Psalm 136, full of wonder and thanks and remembrance, will most certainly be a part of our solstice celebrations this year and in all the years to come. And now I'm going to read the full Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who by understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who spread out the earth on the waters, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who made the great lights, for his steadfast love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for his steadfast love endures forever. The moon and stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. And the moving forward question for this Saturday: yesterday was the summer solstice in the Northern Hemisphere. What tangible actions can you make to share the light of Christ with others? And now, as we near the end of this program and the end of this week, let's turn to the commentary for Sunday, June 22nd. It is the second Sunday of Pentecost. It begins with a passage from the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 28. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female, for all of you are one in Christ. Paul's letter to the Galatians is estimated to have been written sometime in the late 40s or early 50s. His audience was the early church, made up of Jews and Gentiles who were trying to figure out how to live and work and worship together. These early church members came from all classes and ethnic backgrounds, compelled by the life, words, and deeds of Jesus. It's perhaps not surprising then that they had competing ideas about which rules of the church they should adopt. Paul's simple reminder was that in Christ they were free of the rigid structures and rules. who they were outside of church did not matter. What mattered was that they belonged to Christ and were heirs to the promise of God. This is a reminder that we all still need to hear today more than 2,000 years ago. And now I'm going to read this full passage from Paul's letter to the Galatians. It is from chapter 3, verses 23 through 29. Now, before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian, for in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. And the moving forward question for this Sunday, June 22nd, have you or your faith community, on occasion, lost sight of what really matters in the life of a disciple? How can you refocus the intentions and remember that we are all one in Christ? And that's all the time we have for today's episode of Reflections Day by Day. Let us close with a special prayer from Father Richard Rohr, founder of the Center for Action and Contemplation in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Creator God, O great love, thank you for living and loving in us and through us. May all that we do flow directly from our deep connection with you and other beings. Help us become a community that shares each other's burdens and the weight of glory. Listen to our hearts' longings for the healing of our world. Knowing that you are hearing us much better than we are speaking, we offer this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and in all the holy names of God. Amen. I'm George Douglas. Thank you so much for joining me today for Reflections Day by Day. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Reflections Day by Day is a presentation of the North Carolina Reading Service and is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Please join me for a new program of readings and commentary next week from Forward Day by Day, a publication of forwardmovement.org. Goodbye until next time.